All right. Hi, listeners, and welcome to Amplit, episode 20. I am your host, Perry Moore. And, of course, we have the regular gang here with two additional guests this time. We have Travis Young.
I hope you like week-old news.
We have Matthew Jones.
Hello.
Wait, no. Why the...
The boring intro.
Yeah.
Because I thought you was going to
get
go
on
to
with the
last.
Introductions, Perry.
Because I was going to...
And then our two guests this time is we have... Finally, after like weeks of telling her to get on and then we don't record, we have Tiana, which is Matthew's friend.
Hi.
And then we have Kayla, which is...
Shut up.
Kayla, you say hi.
Oh, hey.
That's terrible.
I won. I had the best one.
You did.
I did.
We're not even doing no intro competition because so back to this, Matthew, why the solemn intro this time?
I thought you were going to go to me last because I was going to say, like, I was disappointed we didn't get to do our Valentine's episode because I had my Valentine's Day jokes.
Oh, well, it's still the week and the day after.
Well, Matt, I have some good news for you. In the spirit of week-old news, we're going to talk about some Valentine's Day news.
Good.
Okay.
Amazing. So I get to do my Valentine's Day jokes.
Yep. Yeah,
you can do them still anyways.
Yes.
They probably will be corny.
So what's the deal with Valentine's Day, guy?
I love Valentine's Day.
You do?
I do.
That's horrible.
Shove it.
Wait, what? Okay.
Valentine's Day is the worst holiday ever.
Why?
Do you consider it a holiday?
Because nobody loves you.
Yes, partially. That's the only reason. And number two, y'all expect stuff.
I don't.
Yes,
you do.
I don't.
You're a female.
I don't.
If you're a female, you expect stuff, especially if you're with somebody.
If you're with me, expect
stuff. Anybody, I haven't had a Valentine ever, but I just like the holiday. I don't know.
Because you get stuff.
No, I don't.
You don't get anything.
No, seriously.
Okay, Tiana.
Okay, Matthew.
I don't think we're in a relationship or not. Well, no, actually, this relates to a relationship. If you're in a relationship with a girl, there should not be just one specific day that's like, I'm going to show you I love you. Like, what about the other 364?
Okay, the other 364 are showing you love them, like, you know, normally.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But no,
that day is like monetarily.
Yeah, some people it's like, or some people, not even, they're just like, I hate my wife. But it's Valentine's Day, and then they like go buy her. Like, oh, it's just crazy.
Or people if you didn't love them the other 364 days, don't pretend on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I don't think it's a real holiday. But I don't know, Travis, you wanna go what news do you have to present? Or do you wanna jump straight into this spam? I'm just crazy.
I'll do the Valentine's Day related news.
All right,
so here we have a study. I'm gonna link it to you guys. We have a study that surveyed people from the ages of 15 to 64 and separated those ages into four age groups and asked them what they considered cheating. Mm-hmm. And I found this interesting.
I think I've asked this one. I saw this earlier this week.
This is weird that you asked that. I had a conversation about this with one of my friends.
Well, now you're going to do it again.
Now you're going to do it again.
Anyway, I think the most interesting parts of this study are that, for one, people 45 to 64 don't think that oral sex is cheating.
That's what's up. They just doing it.
Well, they do, but there's a higher percentage of people who are 45 to 64 that don't think it than like people under 45.
Yeah.
So how is that like? I wouldn't have expected that, but. And then that same age group, 45 to 64, they have the lowest percentage of people who think that kissing is cheating. So is kissing cheating?
We've discussed this before, and I think according to Matthew, it's a double standard. Because if his girlfriend kisses a guy, it's over. But if his girlfriend's kissing a girl with the intent of something more, it's cool. Which is by far.
I didn't say it was cool. I said we're gonna have to have a discussion.
Yeah, that's what I said. If it's for something more, not just like I want to kiss a girl. Obviously, in my opinion, I'm just going to take the easy route and say, yes, it is. How you, I mean, obviously you ain't got to break up with the person just because they kissed, but I do constitute it as cheating.
I think it's cheating as well.
Yeah, I think it's cheating.
What do the girls here think?
Kayla, what do you think?
It's cheating.
Okay, Tiana.
I mean...
Tiana's just a kissing whore. She walks around kissing everyone.
No. I'm saying... Okay, I agree with Matthew because when girls do stuff, they always do it with a purpose or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, if a girl kisses another guy, then... It was with the intent that, like, she wanted to do something with this guy. It wasn't just, like, random spots of kissing people. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, if you're just, you know... First of all, if you're just going around kissing random people, there's something wrong with you. But, I mean, when it comes down to it, it's cheating. Mm-hmm. But when guys do it, I don't think it's that big of a deal because guys really just, like... They don't. They just do stuff without thinking.
No, that is you can't hold all you that you can't put all of us in that category. You can't because of what?
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you know what I'm saying? Okay, like most guys if they kiss a girl, it doesn't mean nothing to them. But when a girl kisses a guy, it means something to her. Yeah. So if a guy kisses another girl, I mean, I'd be upset, but I would know that it probably didn't mean anything. No. I mean, still, we would have a discussion about that, and some things would have to change in your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. That's crazy. And interesting.
Huh. Also, well, let's go down the ladder.
Yeah. Apparently men between 25 and 34 think masturbating alone is semi-cheating.
How?
I don't know.
No, they think if a woman does it,
it's semi-cheating.
How's it cheating?
I don't understand. It's.
I don't understand either.
It's something you're gonna do. I don't understand that one.
Especially guys. Guys are always gonna masturbate.
Well, let's look at sexting because 80 to 100% of people under the age of 34 think both male and female think that sexting is cheating. Is sexting cheating, Perry?
Yes.
It depends on mm-hmm. How far, because it's like, okay, you take
no. Sexting is sexting.
That's what I'm saying.
You take a picture of your dick and you're like, I want to put this there.
Okay, well, sexting, that's what I mean. If you mean sexting like with pictures, then yes. But if we're talking about just like, I use double entendres sometimes.
No.
That can be construed as sexting. That's why I'm like, well, if it's just textual, then no. But if you actually
textual.
Yeah. Is that
textual?
A word? I don't know. Shut up.
No, Perry, it's not a word.
Shut up.
So if it's
I want to get textual with you, girl.
I
want
to get textual with you. All right, so if it's in text, then I don't believe it's cheating. But if you send a picture or a video or something, then yeah, it's all open.
So Perry, if your girlfriend is talking about fucking another dude only via text, she's not cheating on you.
Okay, well, that's different, too.
That's not different. That's exactly what you just said. That's cheating.
That is what you said.
This is stupid.
Why is it stupid, Perry, Travis?
I did say that. Okay. I have to lay on my bed now.
All right, what?
Travis, do you think it's sexting is cheating?
Yeah, it is. If you're in a relationship and you're like talking to a different person than the person you're in a relationship with, and you're like, I would like to fuck you.
Okay.
That's cheating. Not cool.
Well, here's a question. Okay, what if she's like your girlfriend is getting messages from a guy that's trying to sext with her, but she doesn't, you know, she doesn't send another picture back, or like when he makes a double entendre comment, she just ignores it. Like she continues having a regular conversation, but he's clearly sexting with her.
That is good. You applaud her.
But it's still, wouldn't that still be in a sense sexting as a conversation?
No. Sexting is when you reply
in a sexting manner.
And a textual, you get textual together.
Exactly. You get textual together.
Textual and sensual. All right. Okay.
All right. Good talk.
It's terrible. All right.
Thank you, Perry. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, you want to host it today?
So, Travis, why don't you like black girls? Oh,
wow. We just throw that.
Yeah, I want to know. No, I want to know.
I never said that.
What? You never said that?
He's never said that. To Travis's never defense, he's never said that. But to clarify what has Travis said,
they have baffled right now.
They have
at the lies.
He said they have to be significantly attractive for him to desire them. He's just interracial. He has a preference. His preference is not black women.
I'm not into labels, man.
Really, Travis? Jelana. Jelana.
July, Travis.
That's terrible. I don't know. Here's the question. Because I actually have been wondering this. What's the difference between having standards and being picky? This can go to anyone. Anyone can answer it.
Travis is picky when it comes to black girls.
That's more just a preference.
You see that laugh? Because I'm telling the truth.
It's just like, what is it that, you know, aren't being picky in standards, but what's the line that's crossed that all of a sudden makes, you know, one different from the other?
Being picky is when you're asking for too much.
Mm-hmm.
You just think too much.
Okay. Yeah, like, you expect all this stuff, and you can barely do what you're expecting. Mm-hmm.
It's like it's unreasonable stuff. Like, girls who expect a guy to make, like, millions of dollars and be like 6 foot, that's just unrealistic. You're not gonna find anybody, and if they are like that, they're not gonna want you. They're gonna want somebody else who's like that. I'm just being honest. Okay. Like, if you have a person who's just like a millionaire and they're 6 foot and they're doing all this great stuff, they're not gonna want somebody who's not doing anything with their life.
So
it's unrealistic. It's unreasonable. It's just, you're just stupid.
So that T.I. music video was a lie, that he'll walk into like a church's chicken and then just pick up some girl and then like...
Yeah, shit. Definitely not.
Yes, that was...
Oh.
Wait, somebody walked into a church's chicken and picked up a bitch?
On that video.
No, it was on that T.I. video. T.I.
video. Whatever you like, you know?
Whatever you like.
Oh, God.
He takes that wretched girl out of the chicken.
That's terrible.
That is ridiculous.
First off, it's not going to take time from looking away from his chicken to even...
Oh, God.
We're not going...
And she wasn't even looking good in the video. She had on the hat. Her hair was pulled back in the hat. She looked a mess.
That's ridiculous. Okay, so to get off of whatever this last week's Valentine's and other stuff situation... We did get an email over the time of period that we've been on hiatus. One of which was spam, which is titled to Travis, which I really, really have been... This is just interesting to me. All right, Travis, you ready for this? Because someone wants to give you money. He says, "Dear Travis, I know that this message will come to you as a surprise. I am Dr. Abu Salam, and I am an accounting and auditing manager for the Bank of Africa." Yes, BOA. I hope that this will not. I hope that this will not expose or betray the trust and confidence that I am about to repose to you as the mutual benefit of our families. Apparently, Travis is African. I need your urgent assistance in transferring the sum of $10.5 million to your account within the next 10 to 14 banking days. This was 21
Travis,
days.
Travis, are you a drug mule?
This was 21 days ago, so I don't know if he still wants that money or not. This money has been dormant for years in our bank without claim. I don't want it to go to our bank. He says, "I don't want the money to go to our bank treasurer in an abandoned fund. I'll give you full details on how the business will be executed, and also note that you will have 35% of the above mentioned sum if you agree to handle this business with me." So, you don't even get 10.5. And all you gotta do is just send your photo, your international passport, and your social security card.
All right.
That sounds like a pretty good deal, Travis.
Seems legit.
What happened to Matthew?
I don't know. You gonna add him back?
I'll get him.
Travis, are you a drug mule? Is that why they want to send you money?
I've never actually received any of this. This is like the most famous type of spam, but I've never actually gotten any of it before. That's amazing.
We get it here at Amplit.
This is spam like circa 2006, 2002.
I don't know. When I saw it, I really just bust out laughing because apparently this is being sent now, but it says he wants the bank to release the money to you as the nearest person to our deceased customer, the owner of the account who died in 2007. Oh, 6 years ago. Why are they reaching out to him now?
Because they want his social security card.
Oh, well, of course, it's spam. What you mean? Of course, no wonder. But now that we have Matthew back, and we're off of the spam, we can actually get to the question that we got from... And we got a subscriber on Podomatic, too. And, of course, we're
still... Really? Yeah, are you up to a whole one?
We're up to a whole one.
Yeah. You didn't realize how serious this podcast was.
I know. I have to take it more seriously.
I'm telling you, put it on your resume. All right, we're number three.
Definitely not.
I did it. It got me a job.
Oh, dear God, don't do that.
All right, so...
That's worse than being like I was once convicted of murder.
That's what I think, too. Like, I'm afraid because I'm like, I'm gonna get the interview, but then I'm gonna lose it.
This podcast has been associated with some horrible thoughts and conversations.
Yeah.
I still believe Martin Luther King is the head of KKK. Alright, so that is another topic. That's another topic. Alright, so one of the questions she asked is that, and this is for everyone to answer. So we'll start with Kayla because I don't think she's going first. Kayla, if you were interested in a guy, could you date him even though he has a kid? Would you pursue
not
him?
Right now.
You said no?
Not right now, no.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be stepmommy, and I'm 19 in college. What? No. Okay,
that makes sense. But so if you're talking to a guy and he's like, I have a kid, you'll just back off and be like, whoa, not right now.
Yeah, like, you know.
You wouldn't give him an opportunity despite, you know, what he did in his previous life. Or not previous life, but.
No, because I know what life. I want.
You said
and
what?
And I say I know what I want, and I don't want to be called stepmommy.
Okay, I understand that in a sense. All right, Tiana, would you stop pursuit of a guy if he was like, I got a kid?
Well, it's funny you say that because I met this guy during Christmas break when I went out with some of my friends, and we started talking, and so he told me that he had a kid. Okay. His baby was only like 5 months old.
Oh yeah, that's
cool. Yeah, it was just fresh out the vagina. Yeah. But, so, wow. I mean, I didn't stop talking to him.
There's nothing fresh that comes out of there.
Continue.
But I didn't stop talking to him because he had a kid. I just, like, he just tried to get me involved in his baby mama drama too quickly for me. And I was just like, I can't deal with that. Mm-mm, you're doing just too much for me. And so I just stopped. It wasn't because he had a kid. Like, I don't care if you have a kid. Okay. It's life.
Okay. Travis, would you pursue a girl that's already... And this also is going to kind of change a bit because now it's not the guy has the kid, but that the girl is a single mother.
She's a whore.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
I thought Matt might like that one.
I did. Congrats.
Would you?
Yeah.
Is this like a later date or are you saying like today, let's say you met a girl and you kick it, you're hitting it off and then she's like, I'm sorry, I'm meaning to tell you this, I have a child.
Yep. I'd go for it.
That's one I'm proud of. What if she was black?
Whoa.
Then it wouldn't. It's too much.
Okay. What about you, Matthew? You think you could do it?
Nope.
Just not at all. Just not at all.
Not at all.
You're just saying her only seed will be your first seed.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
Wow.
Otherwise, she's tainted. She's been defiled.
Oh, my Jesus.
That's Jezebel. The lady of the night. Harlot.
Wow. That is terrible.
No, it's not. That's just how I feel.
Okay. My answer to it is there's a two-part answer, and it depends on the age of the child, in my opinion, because...
Why?
I'm about to get to it. Okay, between 0 months...
Because this could get weird.
This is between 0 months to 10 months. You know, the child is gradually learning stuff.
So you wanted to learn that you're the father?
That was going to be the trick. You could trick the child and be like...
What if you look nothing alike? Then you and his father looks nothing alike.
Then that's also a part of like law of attraction. I don't know.
He's Asian and you're black. Now what?
I'll explain that I have Asian. I don't know. I lied.
You have Asian sperm. You're black, but you have Asian sperm.
I mean, it's possible. I'm slightly.
He'll accept that. He'll
understand. Possible.
You know, it's possible.
Definitely not.
But okay. Unless something barring that happens, and I'll be like, you know, I'll. Because despite whether or not her and the guy are still together, if they have a child together and he's somewhat of a responsible, decent father, he'll want to see his child. So, you know, in a sense, we'll all be involved. So between 0 and 10 months, I'll try and trick him. If he's over that, though.
I'm trying to trick him.
Over that, though.
If the father is responsible, you won't be able to trick him. Because he'll always be there. If I would do that, the father would have to be irresponsible. I wouldn't want a responsible father to be the child. Yeah, because if he was responsible, he'd always be around. Then it would be awkward every time he came around to see his son. And I ain't got time for that bullshit. So
that's what I'm going to say. If he's more than 10
hopefully she got it in with the deadbeat. And,
wow.
And then I just raise it how it should be raised.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
And
it's babies are it's.
If it's You're yeah, it. according to Matthew, he hates children.
Just your thing.
I know he hates children because he's a douchebag.
We have him on.
I'm a douchebag. I just don't like loud noises all the time. Especially if you can't tell me what you want and you just yelling. No, right. Like get your vocal cords correct and then talk to me.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not. I just don't like babies.
He doesn't like children.
Back to what I was answering. More than 10 months.
Shut up.
More than 10 months, I'll say no as well. And then her second question is, because she listened to our episode 19, and it was kind of targeted towards a comment that I made, but we'll let Travis answer it first. Would you date a girl who's saving herself for marriage? Because, as she said in episode 19, Perry said you have to test drive it before you buy it. So would you date a girl who's saving herself for marriage, Travis?
Is she hot?
That's all. So depending on her attractiveness, you'll be like, I'll wait or fuck that shit. That's what you're saying.
All about the cute to crazy ratio.
That we've discussed that before. Okay, so you chalk that up as cute to crazy. If she's really, really, if she's what's her name, Kate McCoochie.
If Kate McCoochie.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Hell no.
Apparently, that's Travis's like number one right now.
No, hold on.
Kate McCoochie is like Travis.
Travis, you like some girl whose name is Coochie?
Coochie? Like
that's the only thing y'all caught.
It's a name.
That's ridiculous.
It's like my coochie.
Oh my Jesus! That's all y'all caught.
Kate my coochie.
She's just an actress.
Nasty. I'm gonna need you to pick a new person.
Okay,
Travis, so, she's probably a whore.
Her Jesus name is Coochie. She makes cookies. She's not that kind of person.
That all doesn't right. mean anything.
Jesus oh yeah, Coochie, I forgot about that.
Coochie cookies. Does she have cookies? Coochie cookies.
Everybody gets her cookies. That's why.
Hey, oh, please for the
sake. Vaginal cookies. Vaginal cookies by Kate.
Okay. Okay.
Good
okay,
God.
Okay. Okay. We're going back.
You read those cookies.
Kate Upton.
I need you back. Apparently, Tiana, apparently you belong here. Jesus.
Kate Upton.
Volvo cookies.
Just stop. All right. Kate Upton.
Okay,
you're talking to her. You hit it off with her, and then you know she. You're like, hey, you know, of course, you know, obviously not a first date or a second date question, but eventually you're gonna be like, hey, you know, I kind of wanna. You're gonna show some signs that you wanna have. Yeah, you wanna see what's going on. You're gonna have get physical, and she's like, I'm saving myself for marriage. Kate Upton, would you?
That's when I start laughing.
would you be like, okay, Kate, I'll wait for you? Or would you just be like, fuck that shit? Or, you know.
I feel like with me and Matt, you don't even have to ask anymore. With me, it's going to be a very desperate and sad yes. And with Matt, it's going to be... with Matt, it's going to be a hell no.
That's because Matthew doesn't have one itis. I was like, he knows there's 3 billion other women in the world.
Okay.
All right, so you feel that, yes, you would wait.
Yeah, whatever.
That's how you feel.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. I'm going to come back to you, Matthew, since I have something extra to add to it. Tiana.
Okay.
Tiana, if you were talking to a guy, and this is a completely different world because it's very rare that a guy would be like, I'm saving myself for marriage. But you meet a guy and he's saving himself for marriage. Would you be okay with that?
No.
He's so, saving himself just for you. No. He wants you to be his only. Nope. Because he's in love with you, Tiana.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hello. And he likes me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time we come out, hang out, he's always like, you know, trying to do stuff with me.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not about that life because he's a virgin and I'm going to need you to know what you're doing before we...
Okay, so
what if he does know what he's doing? Yeah. What if he watches a lot of porn?
That is a great
point. I'm not confident in that. I'm not confident in the fact that just because you watch porn doesn't mean that you know what you're doing.
So okay.
A lot of people watch porn. A lot of people watch porn. That doesn't mean that you know what you're doing.
Okay, so
I'm gonna need you to practice on one person at least.
We'll come back. We'll come back to this in a second. So basically,
what if he practices blood? Is that still practice?
No,
like you know, like
at all.
No,
that's practice.
No, because a blood drop can't tell you when you're not doing it right.
Okay.
Ooh. I guess not. Yeah, I know.
Okay. I don't know. Technology's come pretty far.
Okay, so basically her answer would be... So she believes also you gotta test drive before you buy it, basically.
I think it's interesting.
How did they say those exact words?
That's exactly what you said.
That's basically what you just said.
I think it's interesting that you have no interest in virgins.
You think it's interesting that I have no interest in virgins?
Yes, I think that's interesting.
No interest in them. She wants her man to be... battle test
seasoned and ready.
She wants a professional
seasoned with all the right STDs
that we're using.
A professional driver.
Travis, what did you say?
I just want you to, let's just say I got with a virgin, and you know, it was, we got to that point in our relationship where we want to have sex with each other.
Okay.
And, you know, he starts doing it, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Because I will embarrass you. I'm sorry.
But if he was a virgin, do you get to, all right, say your dude, like the dude, he wants to marry you, whatever, and he's a virgin, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you could tell him, like, exactly how you would want it.
That's true, all too. The time. You can mold him.
I don't have time.
I don't have time for that.
Wow. You don't have time.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly.
Everybody has time for sex.
Everybody has time for what, Matthew?
Sex.
I have time for sex. I don't have time to teach you how to have sex. This is not a sex ed class. You need to go take some lessons, do something. I don't know what you have to do, but you need to get together.
Wow. Okay. we'll get to this in a sec. Okay, so if a guy was sexually inexperienced, do you want him to, would it be better for the guy to tell the girl, like, hey, I'm a virgin, or I've only had sex a couple of times, or would you want him to just, you know, play it off, and then you find out in the bedroom, and then you're like, damn, nigga, you suck, and then he's like, well, I've only had sex one time.
Oh, I just want to add that paying for sex lessons is illegal. Officer, she was just giving me lessons.
Wow.
Touche.
Alright, so would you want a guy to say he was inexperienced, or would you just want to lie about it find out in the bedroom?
I'd want you to tell me. I don't like surprises.
You
don't like surprises. Alright.
Surprise!
Okay.
Like, I'm expecting to...
Hey, what the fuck are you doing? That's my belly button.
I'm expecting... Great. And it's just, no. Don't look surprised. Wow.
All right. So, Kayla, if you were talking to a guy and you both desire marriage, but then, you know, of course, he's like, I'm saving myself. I don't want to have sex until marriage. Would you consider to talk to him?
Yes, I would stay with him.
You'd stay with him?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't believe in test driving it before you buy it. So here's the question. What do you do on that now you're married and the government is involved, you've signed those papers, and sex is horrible.
Exactly.
Because then if you cheat, then you have to go do more papers and have.
Well, chances are, if we're married by that time, then I really love this guy, and I'll be, you know, willing to work on that, I guess. I don't know.
At that point, okay. So at that point, you're saying if you're married, you're willing to mold him.
I mean, because if you're married, it's kind of like, okay, you know, either work on it or find a way out. If he's broke and he ain't got no money or nothing, then you might as well work on it because you're not going to get anything out the divorce.
Dear Jesus.
That's fucked up. That's so fucked up.
That's terrible.
Really you might as well stay with him because you ain't going to get shit. What?
She want to be unhappy in a relationship. Poor and unhappy is what she says.
Poor, unhappy,
and unsatisfied.
And if you can't teach him, then it's time to go. After Damn. You know there's no other resort.
Then you just feel it's time to go. Okay. All right. I'll let Matthew have the last word on this, and then we'll go to it. So I'll go. I do not think I could date a girl who is very adamant about saving herself for marriage, because I do believe in test driving it before I buy it. You know, marriage is a very serious thing because you get the government involved. You sign papers and like you go through a very long process to be one unity. So if the sex is not good, you know, of course, I do believe you can mold and like to please a person, but I just think you need to test drive it before you buy it. I need to know what I'm getting into, literally and figuratively.
Okay. So, okay, Barry.
Heyo.
I knew it was coming. SMH.
That's just how I feel. All right, Matthew. Could you date a girl who's saving herself for marriage?
I think we all know the answer.
Yes, I could. I'm not lying. I could do that.
You could save yourself for a girl.
Yeah.
Would you try to? Here's the question though. Would you like try to get her drunk and be like, "Let's elope, baby"? And,
what
like,
the go hell? To the courthouse
what, home? Perry? Okay. First off,
would you try to drug her?
What the fuck? I'm not a heathen. I would not drug a girl to.
Perry talking about slipping roofies and stuff.
Oh, no, I don't do that. No,
Perry trying to confess sins that he's done before.
No, I've never done that.
I could wait. Because I think I said this before in a different podcast. Like, then you wouldn't have to try to reteach her like different methods and shit. Like,
you said that regarding a virgin. This person does not have to be necessarily a virgin. It's just they've had sex before. They want to
wait,
their next
what?
Time to be special.
Oh, I thought we were talking about virgins.
No, it's just they don't want to. There are people.
Now everybody has different answers.
Okay. No. Well, we can go back through. Different. We can go back through. But there are people that I'm aware of now that have had sex before, and they're just like
they're born again.
Christians. Yeah, they're born again Christians. That or they're just like, I want my next one to be special and mean something, so I'm waiting till marriage. They don't have to be a virgin.
I didn't know that's and, what you're talking about. I thought we were talking about virgins.
Always. Okay. I mean, you could if you're married to somebody, they're more wanna. Like, they should be able to do what you like, and vice versa. You should be able to do what they like. So, like, you would be able to tell them, okay, I don't like all that. You need to calm down. Or you could be like, yeah, you need to have a little more spit when you're doing that. Well, you know? So, you could.
Is that how you do it? You just stop them mid? You're like, hold on, honey, honey, honey.
I'm going to need you to spit on that first. Yes.
Wow.
This one girl, she bit my shit one time when I dick slapped her.
You're terrible. That boy. Domestic abuse.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. What's wrong with your hoes, Matthew?
Ain't nothing wrong with my hoes. What's wrong with your hoes?
Ain't nothing wrong with my hoes.
Okay. Lying at. So
there's a lot of
nothing wrong with my hoes.
You made one of your hoes quit their job.
Oh, no, I did not. Jesus.
Whatever. This is getting too personal.
Okay, yeah, it's okay. So, does anyone need to go back and change their answer since apparently they didn't know about born again Christians or people just wanting to wait till marriage to have sex again?
I mean, if you have already had sex before and then you just say you want to save yourself to marriage, then yes, I can stay with you. But if you're virgin, I can't do it.
But what if we are on two different levels. So what if you get married? What if you get married, like, you know, it's been 5 years since he last had sex or something. I don't know, some strange number. It's been 5 years since he's had sex. Obviously, he's going to not know.
Yeah, but eventually, you know, you remember.
Sex isn't something and it you kicks forget.
Them. Yeah, it's yes. not. And it sex kicks is in. Like riding a bike. It comes back. Like, once you get started, it'll come back to you. I promise. It'll come back.
Sex is like riding a bike.
Okay.
Next topic.
That was all that the email. That was the two emails that we've gotten since we've been on hiatus. And I have to say,
I got
that,
some more Valentine's Day news.
Okay. That we can go straight into that because we're out of emails.
All right. On Valentine's Day, Oscar Pistorius killed his girlfriend.
Oh, Tink Tink.
Who's TT?
Tink Tink, the guy with the no legs.
Wow.
That's his name?
I don't know. That's what Cat Williams called him in that show. Oh, I know his name.
Okay, tell us the story, Travis.
He's also been known as Blade Runner. Anyway, on February 14th, 2013, his girlfriend had been shot in their gated community home. And apparently she was shot 4 times.
He just wanted to make sure she was dead.
No, what was originally reported is he thought she was a burglar, and he was defending himself.
Oh, please.
But they apparently just, you know, they said no. I guess they just kept investigating and figured that if you shoot someone 4 times, that's not just being thorough. You wanted to kill them.
Yeah.
And right now he's out on bail, $109,000 bail.
Wow.
And
so if he goes to jail, are they gonna take his legs away and put him in a wheelchair, or can they still use his legs? No, it's a serious question. We had this discussion at work.
No, I'm saying, like, if they take his legs away, that's fucked up.
But they can technically be a lethal weapon in jail. Yeah.
Bro, if that nigga get his legs taken away, he gonna be dick riding for the rest of his life.
Oh my god.
That's some real shit. That's so damn. But I hope that man don't go to jail, dog. I just suddenly feel sorry for the dude.
I think he did it on purpose.
I think he does. No, there's really, no way that Kayla, you would mistake really your girlfriend for a burglar.
Because, like, when they had him on the stand and stuff, questioning him, he was just crying and stuff. And, like, he really
so
didn't
was Casey
think
Anthony.
He
did. And she's a good actor.
And so is she.
Casey Anthony was horrible. We knew that was fake. Like, you don't wait that long to report a missing child. She did it.
I believe that he tried to kill her, because here's how this goes. Okay, you walk down, obviously, unless you're in the state of Texas, it's a ask first, shoot later. Unless in Texas it's shoot first and second, and we don't give a fuck because we'll get self-defense. So he probably was like, "Who are you?" And he heard a female voice. I'm pretty sure you know what your wife sounds like.
No,
like, "Oh, fuck you, bitch!" Pow, 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 and just like shooting her. Like,
first of all, they've been together for a long time, and you can see a shadow of a person, so you know what your wife looks like.
Yes.
He did it on purpose. You know
that's what I'm
like.
Saying. He did that.
But if you just, like, you know, if you're scared and you think it's a burglar, who gonna sit up there? Oh,
a burglar with a key.
That's stupid.
Hello.
A burglar with a key.
That's true too. What? It's just like, what do you think, Travis?
Honey, is that you? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. He did that with full intention and awareness of what was happening. I don't know. What do you think, though?
I don't really know enough, but I mean, four times?
Yeah.
So if somebody breaks into your house and you go downstairs and you see something dark, you're going to shoot once.
This is Texas, so
that's what I said. In Texas,
if someone breaks into my house, I'll show them what's right.
That's what I said. In Texas, it's shoot first and second, and then you ask questions when they're dead.
Fuck that. If I walk downstairs, Tiana knows this. I'm scared. I ain't even gonna lie.
Why?
I walk downstairs and I see a silhouette. I'm shooting. And I'm not giving any fucks.
Where's your mom?
Because she did not break in. She couldn't have broken in. If she lives there, she has a key.
There she has a key. But I mean, like, I mean, this is why.
Get scared. You're not gonna sit there and rationalize like,
there's a difference in noises between somebody breaking into your house and somebody keying into your house.
And then especially if you make your presence known, if they're breaking in, they'll panic. Then obviously, shoot their ass. But if you're like, who is this? And they turn around, and they're like, I'm hungry. You don't shoot them.
But I'm pretty sure if it was his wife, she probably said something to him when she came through the door. Pretty sure if it was his wife, she probably said something like, hey.
But it was a burglar. Like, what he said happened was, like, he got up to use the restroom, and then he heard something in the restroom already. So he got his gun because he'd been robbed before. And then he said he called, like, he yelled out
for it's a gated community.
And there was no answer. So he thought it was somebody else. If I'm with somebody and I yell your name and it sounds like I'm panicked, like I'm trying to find where you are, bitch, you better say something back. Because if you don't,
you
get your ass shut. Like, if I'm like, hey, where you at? And then you don't say nothing. And then I hear something in the restroom. I'm sorry, but you got to go. You should have said something, bitch. Bitch, you should have said some shit. So,
I don't know.
Just because you disobedient, I'm yelling your name, but you don't say nothing.
Well, not too much, bro.
There's, of course,
disobedient.
There's two sides.
Not too much.
Tiana, you using the restroom and your husband is frantically, Tiana, where you at? And you don't say nothing. You gonna be mad he shoots you because he thought he was a burglar?
First of all, most of the time, I probably wouldn't hear him because I have headphones on all the time. And you know how I can't hear when I have those things on. So I'd probably be shot. I'm just being honest.
I'd go to your funeral, but I'd be like, man, I told her they got a phone.
My mom told me that one time. She scared the shit out of me. I was at home. I had my Beats on, and she came around the corner. I almost punched her in the face.
Well, I told her in college, she take them goddamn headphones off, but.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. Shut up.
That was ridiculous. All right, Travis.
And I don't want to say it's good that happened, but. Y'all, females need to know.
What?
No, man.
Wait, females need to know.
Answer when somebody calls your name. Answer.
That's true. That is true. I can understand what you're saying. You have to answer.
Say females need to know. Y'all need to know too.
A female got shot, so that's all I can say.
Okay.
Somebody calls your name. Answer back. Say, like, especially a black girl gonna be like, it ain't gonna happen to no black girl, cause you yell at her name, she gonna be like, nigga, why the hell you yelling at me, shit, and so it's gonna be over with.
I would never use such power.
See, a lot of people will tell.
That's ridiculous. Okay, so, with having...
Get shut up.
Wait, you don't want to talk about more news?
No. Oh, well, go ahead, I'm sorry, I took this joy from you, I'm so sorry. I hate when people take my joy away from me, I'm sorry, Travis, come on. Bring the news, Travis. I'm sorry.
All right. More week old news. Carnival Cruise Lines.
Yeah. Okay. We heard about that. The crashed or whatever.
Yeah. You don't want to talk about it?
No. I was just saying. Many of us have heard about. That's all I was saying.
All right. Yeah. The Carnival Cruise Line stuck in the Gulf of Mexico. That's horrible enough. But. So, yeah, these crazy reports of carpets soaked in urine and sewage running down the walls and onion sandwiches for dinner.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
We're going to get to that. Passengers reveal dire conditions. Oh, stranded in the Caribbean. Well, that's better, but... So, you have this... I have several qualms. With this whole, these reports of it's 4,200 people shitting in the hallway.
For they said what? They were sitting in the bag.
Why don't they just throw it overboard then?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like,
yeah,
I was thinking like just hang your ass over the rail and shit. That's what I would do.
I mean, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, do what you gotta do.
Okay.
You don't have me shitting in the hallway.
What's some more problems you had?
Also, I don't understand how this is 2013. How can we not like move a boat at this point?
The same way that, like, you know, we have those, what are those little microscopic, like, cameras that will send through, like, you know, to do autopsies inside of a living person, like, you put them to sleep or whatever, but still, like, the doctor checks your colon, to stick your finger up your ass, like, that's the only way, but we're so advanced in technology, we have microscopic cameras, we have predator missiles. We can look hundreds of miles away and see what folks are doing, but still, the only way to see if you got colon cancer is to stick a finger up your head. Like, that's just baffling to me. Like, I don't understand.
Those are two very extreme examples.
It makes sense. How can we go to the moon?
Yeah,
but the only way to tell if I have colon cancer is to put your finger in my asshole.
That's what I'm saying right there. Thank you.
You're like, there's something wrong with that.
Yes,
come on now.
This is the only way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's something wrong.
You're like, wait, are you sure this is the only way that you could do this?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, yes. Open your legs. Open your ass.
Yes.
You're like, what?
Spread your cheeks
and lift your shirt.
I don't know what it is, but it's the same type of camera. Like, you can put it inside of a woman's vagina, like when she's pregnant, and you can get like a 3D rendering of what the baby looks like. But still, the only way to check you can't do no X-ray or nothing to check your colon. You gotta stick a finger up there and feel it. Like, I don't understand how technology.
You know what's really gay? It's like when kids get their temperature checked by sticking a thermometer in their butt.
They don't stick like, it in their butt. They stick it between their butt cheeks.
Oh, it's too close to your butt.
It's too close.
If it's in your butt, it's not
in your asshole. If you stuck it up your asshole, that would just be disgusting.
It's too close. It's making the peace treaty between your asshole and the inside, the outside world.
Oh my god. Okay.
So Carnival Cruise Lines.
back on topic. We're sorry. We got lost. Back on topic.
Disgusting.
Wow. So they finally get to Alabama on Thursday. They were stuck since that Sunday. Mm-hmm. So Jesus Christ. Onion sandwiches. Eventually they got some help from a different cruise line. I just that's my whole thing is like, how could we not get a ship? It's a ship, so it's already floating. Mm-hmm. Just the engines don't work. So how could we not push a ship to shore like faster? Can fly over the Atlantic Ocean in a matter of hours. Yep. So how can we not push a ship over?
That's technology for you.
Yeah.
All right. So you got some more news, Travis?
Well, since we want to talk about gay people, I have some news about that.
Okay, let's bring that up.
Okay, first of all, Matt has repeatedly
offended the gays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Has said that he's anti-gay.
Okay.
So in Indiana, not Ohio, there's this high school prom, and they wanted to have a specific prom for the gays.
I'm sorry.
Like two separate proms?
Like, yes, like a segregated prom, like this is 1964.
That's messed up.
The LGBT prom.
And they say, we want to make the public see that we love the homosexuals, but we don't think it's right, nor should it be accepted.
Wow. So because you're gay, you can't go to prom with your friends.
Yeah.
Your straight friend.
That's kind of segregating in a sense.
Yeah, that's messed up.
That's not segregating in a sense. That is segregating.
Well,
yeah.
I'm sorry. You're right. I apologize.
I don't like gay, like being gay, but like they're still people. No, so So that's me.
Okay. I don't know, Kayla, what do you think about the segregation
it's
of
kind of dumb.
You said it's dumb?
Yeah, it's dumb.
It doesn't being gay is dumb?
No.
No.
Oh.
The segregated prom, that's
oh okay.
Like what's the goal? I don't get it. Like that's dumb.
I don't know either. I don't understand why it's such a big deal. If they wanna do it, let them do it. Just, you know, whatever. Don't come near me with that. I'm not into that.
But my question is, how would you know if a person is gay or not? Because you know how there's some people who are, like, low-key gay and you don't know that they're gay?
A.K.A. the good ones.
The good ones.
Yeah, like, how would you know if one person's gay and one person's not?
That's true.
Like, there's no gay detector.
That's true. And if you do, it's profiling. Kind of like how we said earlier with the Chick-fil-A scandal, like, a long time ago. Like, you're not going to know a dude's gay unless he, you know, walks up with a smile, like, to a register.
Everybody knows you can tell a guy is gay by how he eats a chicken sandwich.
Oh, I don't know. Exactly. I didn't know that, but, yeah, that too. Yeah. I don't know. I
forgot about that.
The Chick-fil-A scandal? Yeah. It's old news. Time passed. No one cares anymore. I still go up and try to, like, startle the girl at the window and be like, can I have a cock sandwich? She's like, what? Yeah, it's hot. I'm like, that's not what I asked. Just go about my business.
I worked at Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And?
And we had a lot of gay people come up there.
So my
question... I worked at one in the mall, and yeah, we had a lot of gay people come up there and order food, and they were treated just like everybody else.
Okay, because that was gonna be my question. Like, if a guy walks in with, like, you know, a scarf and, like, a bra or something, are you supposed to be like, no, get out, get out now? Of gay people. I don't know what they look like.
A bra.
They look like normal people to me. I'm thinking of
we
like,
had a guy.
That's not a gay person. That's a crackhead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Continue your story, Kayla.
There was this guy that would come all the time, tight pants, like tighter than mine, where you could see his penis through his pants. And then he wore more makeup than I've ever seen. And then he had a big old weave or wig or whatever, I don't know. And come up there all the time talking to us, ordering his little food. I was just like, okay, hey.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Don't toss me with that bullshit. Hell no.
So you feel you're just purely homophobic. Just like if you see one, you need like some sanitizer and run away.
Matthew, remember that guy from the elevator who?
What?
Remember that guy from the elevator?
Man, we are not even finna talk about that bullshit.
No, let's.
Travis.
Long story short, there's this guy who tried to hit on Matthew in the elevator.
He tried to hit on Matthew. Uh oh.
In the elevator.
Stop it.
Matthew not only pulling the girls, he pulling everyone. Matthew is...
So that's not funny. Matthew,
he got them hoes.
Matthew is dangerous. That's how, like, people that, you know, are like... In my opinion, you know, if a girl has, you know, a guy, a boyfriend, then she has sex, you know, she's heterosexual. Then she has, like, a lesbian encounter. I don't then consider her lesbian. I consider her bi.
She can, you know, still,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I consider she her orientation to me is bi, despite
but
whether or not
a dude takes it. What's a dude
no,
takes
no,
to
no,
get
no, no,
there?
No.
Oh, once a guy takes it in the ass, you're gay forever.
Yeah,
I don't care.
That's not what I'm.
If you tell me that you've taken it in the ass, you can no longer have sex with me. Don't even think about it.
That's not where I was going at all with it. But I believe in it. I believe it too. But no, that's not what's going on. But like I'm saying, whether the girl is, you know, still with women or she's, you know, back to penis, whatever, I consider her like bi. But like for a person that is openly like basically a pansexual, like anything with a pulse, they're about to hump. Like I don't understand how anything in their brain makes sense. Like every person they see, they want to have sex with. I don't understand that. Like
but imagine freedom that that person feels.
Maybe so. Because, like, obviously, you know, I see a woman and, like, I find her attractive. I'm like, okay, cool. I can see something with that. But, like, a pansexual, bisexual person, they're just like, oh, my God, you and you and you. And I'm just like, I don't understand how they keep sanity.
Well, just think about... how many guys you're surrounded with, you're surrounded by during the day. Mm-hmm. Just think about if you were as attracted to those guys as you were girls now.
It's a dangerous world for those people.
That's disgusting, Perry.
disgusting Perry?
Yes.
Whatever. All right, so we've been going. You got one last thing of news, Travis, and then I'll hit this question and we'll wrap up.
I have a question real quick.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead, Kayla. Ask your question. Screw Travis.
Okay. If you were talking to a guy and he said he's a male stripper, would you stay with him?
Yeah. I love strippers. I embrace strippers.
Well, from a male perspective, no. I'm not trying to talk to a guy. But if you want to change that and be like, could I date a stripper? Well, sure.
I could really pay.
I could date a stripper. I don't think
I love strippers.
I didn't say I'd marry one, but I think I could date one.
Hell no, I couldn't date no goddamn stripper.
She's gonna be in multiple guys' laps.
I don't think it'd be like really like a long term dating type of thing, but just more or less like a fuck buddy, short term.
Strippers need love too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I think that could work, but by no means am I saying I could fall in love. I could go to a strip club, meet a stripper, be like, "You love me," and then like try to put a ring on it or something. No, of course not.
But so you could never be in love with a stripper.
One that presently strips, not like one that was like I used to strip. Used
to. He wants a reformed stripper.
That works, sure, but yeah, I don't think I could long term date a stripper. I just don't. I personally don't think I could. That's my personal opinion. I don't know. Matthew, could you date a stripper? Reformed or not?
No.
Reformed. She's seen the error of her ways.
You don't think it's just at all. You're just like, nope. You have stripper on your resume. Not. Don't talk to me. Just get out.
Don't do it. That's worse than having Amplit podcast.
That's not true at all. Amplit podcast on your resume. Travis, do you think you could do it? You could.
Yeah, sure.
Any relation to a stripper? Not necessarily try to date it and marry it, but any.
Date it.
Date it. Like I just called her. Yeah, I just called her. Like it. I'm so sorry. Date her and marry her.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Travis doesn't care. Yeah, sure.
That boy Travis. Yeah.
Wait. Is she hot?
She's average.
Oh, hell no. Okay, shit.
She's a stripper.
Here's a question. Okay, so here's a question.
They're average strippers.
Is she the 10 a.m. Tuesday shift stripper, or is she the Friday night?
That's the one with the C-section.
She's the 10 a.m.
The one with a C-section and a peg leg.
That's the peg legs and yeah, that's no good. Okay,
I have some news.
You have news? Okay, well hold on. Let me ask this question. We're still on this because I asked y'all this before, but I have not. Oh my god, what is that stat? Okay, so Tiana, the question for you is: would you rather date a 9 or 10, like a 9 or 10 guy, like a really attractive dude, but you can't have sex with him? Like he doesn't please you. Like you can try and mold him all you want, he cannot please you in any facet. Or would you rather be with like an average 5, you know, but he can rock your world?
Well,
no. There's what?
Matt, what is the static?
It's coming from you, Matthew. What are you doing? Like,
he's getting aroused by the conversation.
They never brought up strippers.
But I can. I wouldn't go with a 9 or 10 because, you know, sex is supposed. I'm supposed to have fun when I have sex, okay? And if you're not doing it, I just can't deal.
Okay.
So I would go with a 5 if you're having. I mean, if the sex is great, I can overlook your face. No, but for me personally, I don't really look. No, okay, that came out really bad. But
you did.
No, no, but for me, I don't really like. Okay, your appearance isn't all that I look for. Like, if I have a good time with you, okay. And if you're not that attractive, then I can, you know, overlook the flaws in your facial features.
It's nice to know that we're objectifying both sexes.
Yes, but so you say that everyone, we're going to be honest, everyone knows that there has to be some level of attractiveness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure you're not like, you know, a dude with one eye, but he can rock your world. Oh. You're like, fuck yeah, let's stay together. Like, as long as we're not talking that.
Okay, let me say this. If you had one eye,
but, but two penises.
But if you had one eye, and, you know, the sex was good, I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't see it going full term. So I would just keep you as, like, you know, one of
what
those.
What if he had a second penis where his eye was?
He would be your sex slave. That's horrible.
I didn't say that. I said he would be one of my friends. Like,
okay, sure.
He would be, well, you know, yeah, one of those.
She hit him up at 11 o'clock. Like, I need
to. No, I've never hit anybody up. Don't try to play me.
All right, so Kayla, which one, the 9 or 10 guy that just doesn't please you, or the 5 that rocks your world?
What kind of question is that? The 5.
You said the 5?
Yeah.
Okay, so Matt. So, okay.
But, like, he would just be, like, one of those friends, like she said. And you keep the really attractive one.
Oh, my Jesus.
And so
wow.
I didn't say all that.
She said she'll have him on the side. That's what Kayla's saying.
No, I said if he had one eye. If you have one eye, you're not a 5. You're, like, a 3 or 2.
Why not a 1? Because he has one eye.
Just morphed.
Okay.
I mean, there you go. But if he was a 5, like really a 5 to me is, like, 5 to me is like you're extra scrawny, something like that. Okay, if you're, that's a 5. I would, you know, I would still stay with you. But if you had one eye, then you would be a friend. You know.
What if he was just a brick wall?
You're not a brick wall. We know what you look like. I told you, Travis. We know what you look like.
You are attractive.
Yeah.
When Matthew showed me the video of you, I was
I feel like Travis is smiling from ear to ear right
now. I know he is.
You have no idea. I'm smiling from ear to dick.
That boy is cheese. That boy is cheesing right now.
I was like, I don't understand why Travis thinks that he's not attractive when he showed me the video.
I told him that that's why we're going to Round Rock, Travis. We're going to
You know who's not attractive? Never mind.
Going to Round Rock? And we're going to eat them donuts. Okay. But that was just one random question. All right, Matthew, what news do you have? I'm sorry. Oh, wait, no. My bad. Scratch that.
Okay. Thank you, Perry.
Go ahead. I apologize. I never asked you the question. Which is more important, the sex or the looks?
You already know my answer.
So you'd be with the girl with the looks?
Okay, Perry. No.
Not the right answer. What are you talking about?
I'd go with 5.
Okay.
No, Perry, you never answered the question.
Because I asked everyone else first. You don't know my answer at all.
I know your answer.
What's my answer?
You were probably going to say you would take both of them.
If you would try to justify each one.
Yeah.
No, that's not at all. You're both lying wrong.
Solanas.
You're both wrong. Terrible.
So what's the answer, Perry?
Well, there's if you add that, then there's 3 possible answers.
Okay, so...
Okay, Travis, which would you go with, the sex or the looks?
Okay, so, wait, so the,
Kate,
the looks?
Kate Upton.
Wait, hold on, I understand the looks thing, but the looks, you don't have sex or it's terrible?
The looks, it's terrible.
How can a guy have terrible sex?
That's why I was going to say
it
my
is
answer
possible.
Would be the 9 of the
10. Well, I've heard that guys can have weak strokes and all of that.
No. He's saying that, like, as which is true, as a guy. How,
all we need is friction.
Correct. That's why I said Matthew doesn't know my answer.
Okay.
Unless she sits there like a dead body then pretty much the sex like this. Is like
it's not even work around that.
No, I'm saying if her vagina's like a, like the opening is like the size of the Grand Canyon, you're gonna have terrible sex.
I can get past that.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
What if it just doesn't get wet and it's like
sand? Oh, okay. These are all.
That's what I'm saying. If it's just
lube, my friend.
Jesus
like
Christ.
The fucking Sahara Desert.
Okay.
Sandstorm.
That's ridiculous. Okay, so Travis, with Kate McCoochie. Gives you awesome sex.
Please stop.
Kate Upton gives you bad sex.
I'd go with Kate Upton. I don't believe in this bad sex nonsense.
Okay.
It's a myth.
Uh oh. Okay. Alright, Matthew, what do you have for news?
Hold on.
Oh, what okay. the
Shut up. So Joe Budden, he tweets.
He did what?
Repeat that? You're like breaking up.
Oh, he tweeted, and it says, what he tweeted is, the perfect side chick.
Oh my god.
And here are the rules to be the perfect side chick. And I want to get your opinion on these, ladies.
They're going to hate these. No,
it doesn't matter.
No logical woman wants to be the mistress.
You can't say that. It's a lot of girls out there that would love to be just the side chick.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
There's like those girls who are like, I'd let Chris Brown hit me with a baseball bat.
Oh my god.
So like rule number one, always remind yourself of your position.
Yes.
Hoes get out of line these days.
Thank rule you. Number two,
set him down if he ever brings her up, her being the number one.
Girlfriend. Yes, yes.
Rule number three, don't care about her. Very true. Number four, no drama. Number five, don't get pregnant. Number six, don't tell your friends. Number seven, don't promote yourself. Like, don't be all out there talking about, like,
I'm fucking
yeah, I'm the side stuff, bitch, yeah. Bitch. Yeah. So, rule number eight, don't be the pot who caught the kettle black. Bitch, you know you cheat. Don't be out here saying, well, you ain't no good neither. Shut your heart. So, number nine, never be a side chick to a bum or broke dude. Very true.
Very true.
That's not true at all.
It's very true, because what can he do for you? Nothing. Except for provide you with good penis.
Damn.
That's about it.
Rule number 10. Don't believe shit he says. Very true. All guys are magnificent liars. Rule number 11. Protect your health. Very true. Mm-hmm. Number 12. No blackmail. And number 13. Don't forget rule number one, which is...
Remember that you're a hoe.
Remember your position.
Yes. Always remind yourself of your position.
Okay,
that's true.
I feel like he covered all bases right there.
He did.
Period. There are a lot of women out there who don't want anything more than just dick. I can respect that. I can
happily oblige.
I can respect that. Like, you don't want any drama. You don't want any money. You don't want none of that. All you want, she came. Okay, Drake said it best.
Maybe
she came through. Got food. She got food. She knows what's up.
Yeah. Okay.
And then she. Hey, that's what's up. That's the best.
Maybe, because in the sense that you're putting it, it's just basically like having a fuck buddy. In the sense that I was taking it was basically as a mistress, like, you know. But I guess in the same sense, they are the same thing, so.
I think he covered everything, because I tried having a friend like that. I wasn't talking to anybody else at the time, but, like, he and I, well, I thought that we were on the same page, that he and I weren't going anywhere, and that we were just, you know.
Well, friends. That's why friends with benefits don't really, because someone eventually catches
somebody.
Feelings. But he got his feelings involved, and so then we just had to end it, or I just had to end it. Because
that's the only way to do it.
It's too much.
What do you think, Kayla, about the whole situation?
No, those were really true. That was everything, like. You got to keep all of that. And make sure they know. Because, you know, some of these.
Yeah.
They get in there and then start to think they something. You know, no.
That's what I'm saying. People just. I was just like, I thought we had an understanding. I thought we both knew what this was. But clearly, we didn't know. I don't know.
All right, Travis. Do you have anything to say on it, or
I want to hear this one?
I don't have anything to say on it, actually.
Okay, Is this that simple to you?
What do you mean?
Like, he covered the bases, the end. That's it. You have nothing to say about it.
I don't even really understand.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. We'll just go to... We'll do something... do you have any other topics you want to talk about real quick?
I mean, there was the woman who OD'd on Coca-Cola.
How you OD'd on Coca-Cola? Let's talk about that real quick, and then we'll wrap up.
She didn't OD. She just had too much caffeine and sugar in her, in her system. But she would drink, like, what was it, like 10 liters a day or something like crazy?
That's just disgusting.
10 liters a day? She was trying to
kill. Or maybe it was like 8 bottles or something. She was addicted. She was addicted to Coca-Cola.
All right. All right, this will be the last question, then we'll go ahead and get out of here. And since we have two attractive women on the podcast, we can actually ask you this question. As attractive females, do you feel that every guy that talks to you is attracted to you or trying to flirt with you?
No. Or
is that just a misconception and a myth?
It's a misconception. Well, no, I would say it's a misconception because there are some girls who think that every nigga wants them. And that's just not true. You're not that important. Don't make yourself seem that important because you're not.
And she might not. She doesn't think it because she's attractive. She thinks it because she thinks she's bad.
Mm-hmm, but she's not.
Okay, so you feel that, you know, every guy that talks to you is not trying to necessarily flirt with you, pick you up, take you home, do something?
No, not at all.
Okay. Matthew, do you feel that every girl you talk to, you're trying to flirt with, talk to, take home,
and
do something with? That's good. Good for you. Travis, do you talk to girls? Do you talk to girls, and do you feel that they're...
What happens when you talk to girls, Travis? Tell us what happens when you talk
to girls. I'll tell you when it happens.
That's ridiculous. Okay. Oh, well, thank you again for a extremely extended episode of Amplit.
We had to get the poison out.
Yeah, of course. We made it through more than an hour. We had fun, though, of course. We'll say... if you like the episode, of course, subscribe, rate, review on iTunes. You can find us in the keyword search. Tell your friends about it. Hit us up on Podomatic. You don't forget to email us even more emails at amplitpodcast@gmail.com. It'll be in the description. You can contact us, of course, all on our social medias. Find Travis at 2 Feet Tall. You can find Matthew at Sir Mojo. Tiana, do you have a Twitter?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can follow me at @that_princess with 3 S's.
Okay. It'll be in the description also. And then Kayla, if you want to give your Twitter. She don't even know her Twitter.
At @KaylaLove121.
All right. And I am at @NotThePlatypus_in_between. And we will... Don't say you. And we'll see you guys next week.